SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans have rejected Congressman Jim Jordan for House Speaker on the first ballot. Voting was put off till Wednesday as the staunch ally of Donald Trump works to shore up support and to receive the Speaker's gavel.
We're going to keep going. I've had great conversations, great discussions with our colleagues. And frankly, no one in our conference wants to see any type of coalition government with Democrats. So we're going to keep working and we're going to get to the votes.
Jordan, a congressman from Ohio, secured 200 of the necessary 217 votes, while Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries got the full backing of Democratic members with 212 votes. Donald Trump is appealing a partial gag order in the case charging him with trying to subvert the 2020 presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after the federal judge in the case barred Trump from making statements attacking prosecutors, potential witnesses, and court staff, his lawyers said they will challenge the order. The former president's team argues the order amounts to censorship, but the judge said defendants cannot mount a smear campaign. Meanwhile, Trump returned to a New York court on Tuesday for his civil fraud trial. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden's efforts to tamp down tensions in the escalating war between Israel and Hamas faced massive setbacks even before he departed for the Middle East on Tuesday. Jordan called off the president's planned summit with Arab leaders after a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital killed hundreds. Biden now will travel to only Israel and will postpone his travel to Jordan. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas withdrew in protest of the attacks. Israel has denied any involvement, saying Islamic Jihad fired a missile at the hospital. On Wall Street, the Dow by 13 points. This is SRN News. The creator of a huge monument being built outside Birmingham, England, hopes it will ignite worldwide conversations about prayer and how it impacts everyone's lives. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, and when it's finished in 2026, it will be visible from up to 6 miles away. The project's CEO, Richard Gamble, tells SRN News his original vision has taken years to become a reality.
For me, it was a bit of an Abraham moment where the goat was coming up the other side of the mountain, but I couldn't see it until I got to the top. And it's amazing the way that God has provided for us, not only the land, but different people with different skills. And it's a faith journey. It's tough. But we're going to make history. We are going to build in the UK what we believe will be a globally iconic landmark that is about Jesus.
More information can be found at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. The most educated cities list has just been released.
Forbes Advisors' new rankings of the most educated cities of the U.S. puts Arlington, Virginia at the top and the District of Columbia at number 3. The rankings count college degrees among populations, but it also factors in high school dropout rates and racial disparities. Cities with smaller gender gaps in education also ranked higher. Forbes Advisors said Arlington boasts a sky-high bachelor's degree completion rate of over 76% among residents 25 years and older. Nearly 42% of adults hold graduate degrees. Atlanta ranks number 2. Austin, Texas, and Madison, Wisconsin round out the top 5. Bill Alexander, Washington.
It was followed by Raleigh, North Carolina, San Francisco, California, Scottsdale, Arizona, and Irvine, California, coming in at number 9. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.